project came about as a response to the governor and the legislature's strict new voter suppression laws that make voter registration by third parties groups a lot more difficult. And what's happened is groups like the League of Women Voters and other third party groups that normally take up the bulk of voter registration during election cycles have said that they're in the pull out of Florida because of the new restrictions. And so we've wanted to sort of fill that void and make sure that there's still a presence registering people who want to get involved in the democratic process.
And can you tell our listeners what these new restrictions passed by the state legislature and signed into law by the governor are?
There's a number of things. What the new law does predominantly and why groups threaten to leave is the law changes the time that groups who collect voter registration forms have to turn those forms into the supervisor elections. Previously, groups had 10 days to turn those forms in from when they were received. And now groups have 48 hours, or else they face a fine on a per-form basis. And so for groups who do register a lot of voters and do a lot of voter registration efforts, that's a lot of stress placed on these groups to get those forms in on time. Additionally, there's additional tracking and fines levied for things like missing voter forms and other additional things that make, you know, even the smallest human error, you know, the potential for a big penalty. And so that's the main ways it's restricted it. And unfortunately, the new law has also placed restrictions on voters. It's restricted the number of early voting days down from 14 to 8. It's placed restrictions on updating your information at the polls, which will probably cause more voters to vote in provisional ballots. So it's just, as a whole, designed to keep people from participating in the democratic process.
Republican lawmakers in favor of these new rules say that they help to prevent fraud. What's your response to that?
Even the lawmakers who have made that claim can only cite a handful of fraud cases over the past several years. So it's being used as a distraction from the real goal. As these laws have the potential to disenfranchise hundreds of thousands, possibly even millions of voters, and they themselves can only quote a handful of fraud cases. So essentially it's like, you know, using a nuke to take out an anthill, so to speak.
What are the details on tomorrow's press conference?
Tomorrow essentially is really when we're going to take the time to speak to the media in detail about exactly what our plans are for registering 20,000 new voters and how we plan to go about that. We also plan to speak about the new voter roundtable that we're hosting, which is basically a new program where first-time newly registered voters will get a chance to talk to elected officials about issues that are important to them. Because we know that a lot of the reason why new voters aren't engaged in the process is because they feel like they don't have a say and their vote doesn't matter. So we're putting them directly face-to-face with the representatives that represent them and giving them an opportunity to speak to them about issues that are important to them.